Father, you are holy. You are holy, yes. You are worthy, yes. You are Lord God Almighty, yes. The creature prays and goes, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty. Who was, who is, who will come, Father. We join with them this morning, Father. Holy, you are holy. We thank you, Lord. We yield to you, Lord, this time. We yield to you, Father. Holy Spirit, invade us. Invade our heart, our thoughts, our mind, Father. We welcome you. We're here for you, Lord. I know you've been waiting for us. Waiting for us this moment. We welcome you. We surrender it all. We surrender it all. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Clean up all the mess. All the mess in our life. All the guilt, all the shame, all condemnation. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you. We yield to you our lives. Holy Spirit. We yield to you, Father, as a living sacrifice. Mold us, shape us, transform us into your image. Conform us to the Son of God, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. Thank you for redemption, Father. Thank you, Lord. We have obtained eternal redemption. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you honor. Yes. Yes, Lord. We acknowledge you, Father. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. You have come, give us life more abundantly. We say yes, Lord. We agree with you, Father. We say yes, Lord, in this earth. Yes, Lord. Here we are, welcome you, work in us. It is your will, it is your pleasure. As it is written, Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, it is God who works in you, you see, both to will and to do. For your good pleasure. Yes, we yield to you now. It is your will and your pleasure to transform the changes, to help us to become like you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Yes, Lord. We want to experience you more. More, Lord. This year and the year to come, Lord. Because you want to manifest your glory in us and through us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Awesome. Awesome.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is now God good? Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Yes. 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 We read this morning the scripture that the Lord, the angel declared to the people sit in the field. Okay. I used to sleep outside a lot. I slept outside in Vietnam. I can understand that when something happened, like you used to be frightening, you scared. Because you don't have anything to cover, you see everything. So the angel was declaring the shepherd, they said, do not be afraid. I mean, suddenly all the light came on. Imagine the light, just like Paul, even during the day, he said, this light is brighter than the sun. Imagine that kind of bright. I believe God Father same bright. And they were frightening. And he said, behold, not afraid. I'll bring you good tidings or good news. Okay. Glad tidings of great joy. To how many people? To all. I love the word to all. Okay. That's mean included me and every one of us here. Yes. So to all. So that news has come to us because when you look at Galatians chapter 4, when the fullness time was come, God made a woman, right? So he was, that's the full time that God been waiting until the fullness time has come. That's when the angel of the Lord sent to declare the good news to all people. And Jesus was born, we know that. And he brought heaven on earth. He introduced heaven on earth when Jesus came. Prior to that time, people have been waiting Messiah, been waiting good things to come to the earth, but has to come the perfect time. Imagine.
Something. 1, 2, 3. Anyhow, we can use this. So I see myself like I was born when the Lord intended me to be born. I don't know about you. Imagine if we were born before the Jesus came, or imagine you're born in the war. What a privilege and honor to be born at this time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Let me take this up. So when fullness of time comes, so Jesus born to introduce, when Jesus came, when the time for his ministry started, he introduced heaven on earth. I love it when he's, at the first time he turned water into wine, manifest his glory and his disciple believe in him. We know that the Bible recorded, his disciple believe in when he see the miracle. Now to steal a lot of miracle that Jesus did, the people still don't believe it. But the thing is, this is, Jesus said that, my message this morning is believe the gospel or believe the good news. I want to read in Mark chapter 1, verse 15. Go there. Let's read together. Mark chapter 1, verse 15. Oh, this is when Jesus said 15. I'm almost getting there. 12, 14, 15. Okay. Stop at verse 14. After John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. Now, a lot of churches these days don't preach the gospel of the kingdom of God. And saying, the verse 15 I'm talking about, the time is fulfilled. I'm reading from New King James Version. And the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, believe the gospel. Mark chapter 1, verse 15. So Jesus came and he healed people. He cleansed leper. He raised the dead. He said, this is the kingdom of God supposed to be operating. So Jesus introduced to the earth the kingdom of God. And they said, this has been talking about, prophesying about Jesus about to come to the earth to release. So he initiated, come to the earth to release the kingdom of God here on earth. So now, after he finished his course, more than 3 years, right? All the miracle he done with his disciple, it recorded one by one. When you look at John chapter 20, verse 30, also 31 talk about, and then 21 verse 35 talking about, if would recorded everything Jesus did, there'd be no book in this world can fit it. You can write that down. You can go home and study, do your homework. So I want to just give you a great word. This is good, because when you read that, so all that Jesus did, he said, this is the life of the person who received him, who believed in supposed to lead. So it's not only him now, after Jesus died and rose again, completed salvation. So what it does, everyone who believe in him, the work that he do, will do also. So that the good news to the earth, that the thing that God intended before the foundation of the world that we to be holy without blame before him in love. So we can declare the glory of God. Paul talking about Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. He's talking about this thing is not about Jesus only. Now is our time. Paul has done his course. Peter has done his course. John has done his work. So now you and me, we are about to press in more because the glory, the latter day, more than glorious day. Jesus talking about we can do better than him, that he believe in us more than he believe. We believe in ourselves. We don't see ourselves the way that John, Peter see. Peter didn't have any education. I mean, he didn't have, I believe that it's even third grade education, right? When you look at it, the Acts chapter 4, verse 13, they see this is uneducated people, but look at the miracle they have done. We only need Holy Spirit. So how we see that all the blessing when Jesus died, rose again, what we have? We have redemption. That's not good news. We have forgiven. Our sin is forgiven, right? That's the good news that the Lord, that the angel of the Lord declared to us that glad tidings. This is good tidings or good news for everybody, should bring us joy because we were nobody, but now we all become the children of living God. You're looking about Hosea chapter 1, we're saying, he said, the day to come, I will not make the covenant, like the covenant, this, the, almost the same with the Jeremiah chapter 32, verse, I believe from 32 to 35, talking about the new covenant. But this Hosea talk about, I love about Hosea, the day to come, you will no longer call the people of God, but you will be called the children of living God. You see that? That's when Jesus died. So he regiven us all that we are forgiven. We are become children of God. We receive an eternal inheritance. We receive eternal redemption. That is not good news. That's good news. Many people don't believe that God already forgiven them. They're still begging God, Lord, may you have mercy on me. Peter said that we have obtained mercy. First Peter chapter 2 verse 10. And all the things that Jesus done for us so we can have more abundantly life. We can have the peace, the joy that already been given to us as a child of God, the well-living world. When Jesus was preaching the day, he was crying out, "Whoever thirst, come to me, let him drink." As the scripture said, out of his belly flow rivers, the rivers of living water every believer has in us, inside of us. That's word talk about. As your heart flow rivers of living water, the Holy Spirit, the living water inside of us, every believer now. How can we access it? That's the thing that we need to find out. Okay? Jesus has done for us, the grace has given us, and many people don't believe it. If we don't believe the good news, Jesus said, believe the good news. Many Pharisee people that don't believe, but the Gentile come in, join in. Even the lady, Jesus said, you are not, it's not right for you because you come try to join the table. It's because Jesus come to the Jews. She was a Gentile trying to partake of the blessing from the Lord Jesus. He said, no, I'm coming to Jews. Come my people, you have no right. And Jesus called her dog. She said, even dog, the crumb fall on the table, the dog still eat it. And Jesus commented her, you great men of faith. How about that? Right? The Israel people, they don't recognize, but the Gentile come in to see miracle. Who received miracle? The tax collector. Who received blessing? Tax collector. Who received the blessing from the Lord for the healing from people who are adultery and all kind of bad people, not people of God. So now many people, they said that when I share them, God loved them. Oh, who am I, God, to love me? Look at all I've done. I said, you exalt your wrongdoing above his blood, above his goodness. You exalt yourself above God. God is, you are your own God. Jesus said, it's true. They don't believe the goodness of God, the righteousness of God has been given us. It is a gift. Nothing we can do, just receive it. The grace of God that brings salvation, Jesus has done for us. As we, the child of God, we have obtained all. You see that? The devil, on another hand, doesn't want us to believe, doesn't want us to know the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are forgiven, we are blessed, we are prospered, we are success, we are the child of the Most High God. Devil did not want or does not want us to know that or to believe in that. So he comes to us, lies, steal us. If he can steal us, if he can make it mad, oh, look at something wrong you did, therefore something bad is happening. And this morning I was talking to one of people on my view or people, my audience, they said, oh, I'm trying to share. She received the gospel and her life totally changed. And her family, they said, oh, God, give me this sickness. So why you go to the doctor and to fight against the sickness? God giving you this. Why don't you praise God and appreciate it? It's God giving me. It's God provided me this poverty. It's God giving me this life. That's what, it doesn't matter what I did. God has given me this life. That's the way it is. This was not the way it is. God given us blessed with more abundantly. If Jesus come destroy the sickness, Jesus come to appear to destroy the work of darkness. What a sickness, disease, that work of darkness. He destroyed it. Now he the one giving you sickness. You see the contradiction? That the devil want us to believe. Devil doesn't want us to believe that the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because why? You will receive goodness of God. You will experience the peace of God, the joy of God in our life. We can access into this thing. We can access the grace of God. Every area of our life we need that we can access into the grace of God. We can partake of divine nature. Why many of us, many Christians don't believe in this? Because the darkness, We are fighting darkness and light. Light and dark is not the same. Even the child of God, we are capable to walk in darkness if we open the door for the darkness to invade our life. And even we see that even the gospel been preaching, disciple of the Lord Jesus, more than 3 years, live with them, eat with them, they still didn't understand the gospel. You see this? Have you seen it? They don't understand. And Jesus rose again from the dead and spent 40 days talking about the kingdom of God. If you can read Acts chapter 1, and they still don't understand. And it is still asking, are you going to restore the kingdom at this time? They still talk about the earthly kingdom. They were talking about, you know, the invaded Roman, so on and so forth. And they still don't understand. So how can we access everything that God has provided for us? How we can access every blessing. Because remember, God has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. So he has blessed us. What he blessed us? Have you ever asked a question? What he has blessed us? He blessed us spiritual. It's not physical. You see that? So how we transfer from spiritual to physical? That takes work. That takes something. That takes someone to help us. Let me give you an example. When I come to U.S., okay? All right, when we believe in Jesus, we are transferred from kingdom darkness, translated to kingdom of light. Is that right? Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. All right, we transfer. Just let me put me in example. I was in Vietnam, right? So now I'm in U.S. So what I do in order to access or to experience everything in US, what should I do? First thing, I should learn communication, right? Yes. Because different culture, okay, different thing. I can't operate in the same when I was behind. I can't speak Vietnamese, you got understood me. Expect everyone to respond to me, right? Is that right? So what I need to do first, I need to learn language, right? I need to learn US language. I need to learn culture of America, American culture. So I need to learn how to walk, how to talk, like a lot of people have trouble with when, like they work in US, their mindset in Vietnam. Now I can still live in US, but my mindset is in Vietnam. I have seen many people, the Lord showed me that to teach me the kingdom of God. How about that? He showed me, he said, if you don't change your mind, you come to my kingdom. You still can walk like a child, like you will never experience my goodness. So I have to learn. The Lord taught me. I have to learn. First thing you need to learn is my language. So I have to learn American culture in order for me to partake the blessing in America. What is my right? What is my privilege? When I become yesterday, and what should I do? What is my privilege? So I have to go through, learn through all this. And then now I start to know my privilege, my privilege and my goodness, my blessing in America. I can access into it. You see that? So become a child of God. So we have to learn the language of the Holy Spirit. We need some people help us. I can't learn English without somebody teaching me. You see that? I have to go to school. I can't learn by myself and expect I can speak English. Everyone understood me. I remember the first time when I spoke English and they said, what? And even a year later, they say, what? Some word, I'm still having trouble this day, some area. Because different language. So in order for me to communicate with you, in order for me to communicate in heaven, I need someone help me. Disciple of Jesus, before Jesus went on the cross and after washing their feet, John chapter 13, 14, Thomas started asking Jesus, show me the Father, it suffices. We enough. And Thomas, Jesus said, how long have you been with me? You don't see me. You see me, you see the Father. Father in me. He the one does the work. They still didn't understand. But Jesus said, many things I want to share with you. Let read it. John 16, verse 7. Let read it so we can see it. Oh, my goodness. This is going to be good. John 16, verse 7. Okay. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is for your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you. If I depart, he will come to you. So Jesus, we're talking about the kingdom of God. He's trying to teach his disciple. He failed to do so. He's God himself. He could not teach the gospel, the good news, because too good to be true. Imagine you are a sinner, you become righteous. There's no way in the culture of Israel people in those days or even today, like you said you're righteous when I tell people I'm the righteous of God in Christ. I said, you? Look at how wrong you do. I said, you exalt your wrongdoing. I exalt the goodness of God in the cross. He shed his blood on Calvary. The Lord showed me that if I don't accept his goodness, I resist him. I reject his goodness. I reject his goodness. That means I receive condemnation for myself. When I reject his goodness, that means I rejected him. He the one provide goodness for me. So I have to learn how to receive it. But I'm not capable to receive without helper. I'm not able to understand English without helper. So the Holy Spirit, Jesus would try to tell his disciples they could not understand all the miracle Jesus. They eat with Jesus. They walk with Jesus. They saw all the miracle. And their time, God, Jesus gave him power to heal. They're working. Some case, one case didn't work. So they didn't understand because Jesus imparted to them. Jesus transferred their power to share with them. But Jesus wanted them to walk, to trust in the Holy Spirit. But guess what happened when the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit activating in them. Guess what happened? They understood the gospel. Every one of them understood the gospel. Yeah. So my life, when I start, the Lord started showing me Peter's life. You look at Peter. He was with Jesus. And he did not understand the good news. But after he was praying in spirit, Acts chapter 2, verse 4, when Peter praying, activated by the power of the Holy Spirit, he immediately understood the gospel.
Yeah.
So he preached that the 3,000 people believed in Jesus. So for us, in order for us to understand the good news, the righteousness of God, the forgiveness of God, the blessing of God, the grace of God, and so on and so forth, you can go on and on the list. Only by the power of the Holy Spirit. If without the power of the Holy Spirit revealed to us, nobody can receive healing. Nobody can receive Jesus Christ. Jesus said that if the Father does not draw you near me, nobody can come near me. You see that? That's the work of the Holy Spirit. So we know that when the day of Pentecost come, the disciple understood the good news. Through whom? Only through the Holy Spirit. If Jesus could not teach the gospel to his disciple, he has to rely on the Holy Spirit. He said, for your advantage, I go. Because why? If I keep staying here, I believe that if I'm keep staying here, you guys are going to be the same. You're not going to change. Imagine all the work I've done. I teach you. I taught you. You eat with me. You drink with me. You sleep with me. And you saw all the miracle. But imagine that. We see Andrew Womack or some people wrote 5-6 books. We all see, wow, great man of God, right? Now, if you read everything Jesus did, there's no book would be. But they still don't understand. Because that work is Holy Spirit. We need the helper. I could not understood. I can't understand the culture of America without someone helping me. I have to change my language. Therefore, that we need the Holy Spirit. I saw when the Lord showed me about Peter's life, when he activate his prayer language, okay? he understood the gospel immediately. Paul, he studied all his life, okay? All his life. He thought that he'd do the will of God. Guess what? Until he met the Lord Jesus. And then let's go read Galatians chapter 1, verse 12. This is Paul proclaim, verse 12. Okay, this is talking about how he received, okay? For I neither, let's read from verse 11, but I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which I preached by me is not according to the man. Okay, what next? For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, or people teach him. It came through revelation of Jesus Christ. Okay, we go to, let's do again in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, start from verse 10, so we can see better, and then I go verse 11. This is the kingdom of God. Verse 10 said, but God has revealed them to us through his spirit. Only through his spirit can reveal the good news of the Lord Jesus, talking about all the, our inheritance. For the spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows thing of man except the spirit that is in him? Even no one knows the thing of God except the spirit of God. So we can walk in this life. We can, you know, like I can share, Pastor Ernestine can share. But the thing is, if you don't ask Holy Spirit reveal to you, the word is not come alive. When I received my prayer language, when the Lord showed me about Peter's life, how he changed, because the Holy Spirit activate his prayer language with Holy Spirit, and then Peter's life changed. And I told God, I want that. This was 2010, I believe around September 2010. I sought the Lord, but prior to that time, since 2007. So 2010, about 3 years. It took me 3 years to know just simple. I studied day and night. I spent time 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, read the scripture. That was in Vietnamese, not worse in English. And in Vietnamese, they translated way far from English. Praise God, you speak English, that your privilege and honor, that is so good. So you don't have to go through what I've been through. 3 years to study, to know just simple how I can understand the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I see my life, I don't see the good news of God. I see all the shame, all the guilt, all condemnation. I said, this is not God, all bad thing. It's not God, I want to experience it. That's when the Lord showed me, Peter, how he receive the good news by the Holy Spirit. So when we pray in spirit, the Holy Spirit interpret the word of God, become real to us. I give you example, just recently, the most recently, so there's many scriptures, many occasions I can show with you. This is the most practical thing God wants us to exercise as a child of God. When we receive prayer language, we activate our spiritual from spirit to physical body, from spirit realm to physical realm. I give you one example. Before I build a shop, before we sign a building, build a shop, and I pray, what should I do? The Lord spoke to me. I would spend time with God, spoke to me. How you know that God spoke to you when you read the Bible? That's take the Holy Spirit revealed to you. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. And I was spending Psalm 37, verse 5. He said, commit your way to the Lord. And trust him also. And guess what? He will bring it to pass. How that scripture, that moment become reality to me? Because the Holy Spirit like enlightened. Or just jump up on the page. How you want to say it? It resonates in you. Cause you to believe it that as supernatural or absolute truth. And nothing can convey you or change you. That's when the Lord revealed to you. When you pray in spirit. When you pray in spirit. You read, before you read the word, you pray in spirit about 5-6 minutes, whatever the time may be the case, doesn't matter. Or you pray a long time before that. But when you read, spend time with the Lord, and that's scriptural, that's called revealing of the Holy Spirit. So I hold on that word. I share with my wife. I say, honey, we need to continue to release this scripture because God has given us. So I release to the work. So Father, I receive your word. That's when your Holy Spirit revealed to you. I receive your word this morning. I thank you. It is done because I have given you. You make it come to pass. Regardless what condition, regardless. And the Lord showed me, put no expectation on the builder, on the, because when we started in June, and the engineer guy took 2 months to finish a blueprint. And when I was asking him about it, he said, reminded me again and again, scripture, you ought to commit to me, also trust in me, it will make to pass. I have to trust in man. It took me 4,000 years, Jesus, to come on scene. How about that? You only take maybe 2 months. You can, I said, Lord, I can do it. You see that? How? So I keep the word. Few days later, before I think maybe last Saturday or with the Monday, this Monday, last Monday or this Sunday, right? Monday and then Tuesday, the Lord reminded me this scripture. The Lord said, the scripture has been fulfilled. Because we're complete, but not completely everything, but honestly in South the place. So we completed debt free according to what he spoke to me. So that's how we exercise our right. That's how we make from physical, from spiritual to physical through the Holy Spirit. So through praying in tongue is one of releasing the power of God. If you have not activated your prayer language today, I want you to do so. And I help people, many, many people, after they pray, receive prayer language, their life never the same. The word of God become reality to you. The word of God become real to me when I speak in tongue. How many people can testify that? Amen. So how many people have not received prayer language today we want to activate? The Lord showed me this. Awesome, brother, awesome. So the rest receive prayer language. You speak in tongue? All you speak in tongue? Good. But we need to speak more in tongue, okay? Yeah. We need to exercise. If you want to experience the reality of heaven on earth, God wants us to experience. If we, let's say this, someone give me iPhone, right? Brother Jed, your birthday, happy birthday. I give you iPhone. Oh, thank you, brother. You're so nice. Thank you so much for the gift. I just put it right there. Never touch the phone. Can I experience? Can I can't experience, right? The same thing people receive prayer language, they just put it in their closet, never use it. I'm talking to myself sometimes, I don't use it much. I should use as much as I use my phone. Right, right. So this is the only way I believe that can help us to tap into supernatural that God has given us, because God can give more grace. The more we pray in spirit, I heard many testimonies from people God used them mightily, nationally, internationally. They said that at least 1 hour per day, they pray in spirit. At least 1 hour per day. And I have this experience before I go to bed. I pray in spirit. If I can pray maybe 30 minutes, 1 hour, I would have all prophetic dreams. Matter of fact, today, the last night, the Lord showed me something shifting in our church. Some people, God is preparing. I saw a house last night, and a house, like, I go there and I prepare the house. You know what that means? You change your thing. I'm going to prepare. The message going to change your thinking. House is your heart. Prophetic dreams, yes. You have to understand prophetic dream. So in order for us to tap into, to transfer from spiritual to physical through the helper. I cannot speak English without people helping me, teaching me English. Okay? We cannot partake of healing or blessing or prosperity. All that Jesus redeemed for us become in vain if we don't exercise our right. Because the kingdom of God not work like, oh, it is what it is. No, the kingdom of God work violently. It takes by force, brothers, sisters. You have to determine. You have to grab hold of it. God give me script. Father, I just thank you. You have given me. I thank you. I have given you. And this is done, Father. I thank you, Lord. God give me vision to see it before it happened. When God give you vision to see it, it will happen. Regardless, just a matter of time. So when we pray more in tongue, God will give us more scripture. God has given that you, the scripture that God gave you, you will believe it. You will never forget it. You try to forget it, we will never forget it. Trust me, brothers and sisters. When the Lord said, I'm your shield, your exceedingly great reward, I said, yes, sir, I can believe that. That's what I live. How can we live by the word of God without the helper? How can I live in America without someone helping me, without me understanding the culture, under this culture, understanding the language? Now it's time. When we pray, the more you pray in tongue, the more you understand the language of the Holy Spirit. The more we understand the language of heaven, the more we understand the culture of heaven, I say, it's so good. No more sadness. The day of sadness, the day of frustration is gone. When you do think, Father, thank you, Lord, you love me. It is your will. It is your desire to take care of me. It is your obligation to take care of me. And you put away from your expectation. You put away from weight from you because you put the weight on him. Isn't he said, cast all your care upon me. I care for you. Come to me all heavy laden. We cannot do that without trusting the helper. We have helper now. Jesus said, it is for your advantage. We need to take advantage. We need to take advantage of what we have. Otherwise, we may not experience. I remember in the morning, Black Friday morning, you know what I did? I took advantage. I went to the Best Buy. They was on sale, man. TV on sale, 65 inch, $450. I said, yay, I'm going. 5 o'clock in the morning. I went there. They didn't have it in store. They said, we can order it online, ship to your home free. I can do that. I would take advantage. I would take advantage. We need to take advantage of what we have. Okay. Otherwise, the devil, on the other hand, they hold tight. They hold tight. In the name of Jesus, take off your hand, leave my family. In the name of Jesus, take off your hand, leave my business. In the name of Jesus, take off your hand, leave my children. The Holy Spirit give us boldness to speak situation we come to pass. People who touch you, don't touch me. You touch me, you touch the eyes of God. You will be a danger of yourself. I've seen many people. The business next to my business, I pay for their water 2 years. They come yelling at me. I said, be careful you touch me. Now they're closing their business.
Wow. Amen.
Don't touch the child of God. If you walk righteously, God will defend for you. We need to exercise our right, our authority. We are the child of God. We are not just like normal. We are not mediocre. We are the child of the Most High God. We must acknowledge the goodness, believe the goodness. Don't believe our situation. Don't believe what our physical body is telling us, aching pain. Father, I thank you every morning. Remember the message, giving thanks always in all things. Father, I thank you. Even though I'm in pain right now, but I believe in your healing. I thank you. You provided me. And I come against any sickness. Father, I just thank you for the more grace received. More grace. If Holy Spirit didn't give us grace to receive, we have no power to receive it. So all we need is God, I need more grace. To receive your glory, to receive your honor, to receive the thing that you have for me. We need to exercise our right, brothers and sisters. I'm real. This thing is, you know my life. You saw it. I'm living this. I believe the gospel. When you believe the gospel, what happened? Good news happened. The blessing of God happened. And people, the blessing of people, even grandma said, son, she called me son, even my family in Vietnam, now they got blessed because I'm blessed. She went there. I asked her to share. She went there. She said, I'm another person. I saw all the things that went before she left. She saw normal. But now she went back. She saw different. I said, what makes different? I understood the gospel. And the glory of God, the goodness of God rests on me. They don't have that. You see that? That we're supposed to have the evidence of God in our life, at least somehow, some point. If we don't receive the good news of God, we despise our Lord Jesus. I know that's a big word. That's hard. It is so. The Lord told me, if you don't receive me, you reject me. You reject my goodness. You reject me. All I did for you is in vain if you don't receive. I said, Lord, help me. I want to receive more. Through the Holy Spirit, we can continue to receive whatever we need in our life. Because the truth, all things pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him, call its glory and virtue. Okay? It's not your knowledge. It's not my knowledge. His knowledge. His knowledge. He created us. He prepared us before the foundation of the world. We were born exactly the time that God appointed. Why? We're so blessed to be born at this time. Imagine, brother, if we're born in war, you and me, we go to war. I may not survive. You may not survive. Brother Dan may not survive unless the protection of God on us. Imagine. Now we live in this time. It's what a privilege and honor. Fullness time. Right? We were born into time so we can share the gospel. We can experience all the goodness of God, but with the help of the Holy Spirit. With the help of the Holy Spirit. The disciple was with Jesus. I believe that they said, Lord, we want to know. We want, but they don't know how to receive it. Because Jesus said, you have to wait when the power of God come on high and you will be my witness. Have to wait from power, from the Holy Spirit. Now we all have the Holy Spirit. We need to activate. The Lord show me. Okay. Tell my phone again. A lot of people hinder receive the prayer language because people put many conditions on themselves. I'm not worthy enough. Especially you go to Pentecostal sometime. I'm not against them. I received prayer language from Pentecostal church. Nobody lay hand on me. I was worshiping. They put, oh, you need to confess more. Oh, you need to do this. No, you need to do nothing. Okay? Do nothing. Just receive. Father, thank you. This is my inheritance. I'm going to receive it. I'm going to, by faith, I believe, receive it. That's so simple. I'm going to activate. The Lord showed me this. Okay? Brand new phone. Imagine, like, I go to the store. Right? I went to the store, got a new phone. Everything in the phone already have old functionality, right? Can I call without activate the phone? Can I make a phone call? No, right? So the same thing, Holy Spirit already in us. Without us activated, we would not have prayer language. So simple. It's not what you do. How we activate it? I share with the Lord, show me how you activate your phone. You just call a service and you activate it. Put the same card and you call the service, you activate it. The same thing, Holy Spirit in us. He said, Lord, Holy Spirit, you're in us right now. As act of my will, by my faith, I activate prayer language. That's simple. I did everybody at my station, if they wanted, they pray language. They went to many places, every meeting, no, they lay hand and fall down, and so on and so forth. I still didn't speak English. I said, you want it today, right? Yes, I want it so bad. I said, okay, that's good. I said, let's do this. 30 seconds later, sopo rosha da da da. It's not hard. It's not hard. Activate. So this morning, okay? I urge all of us, continue. We already have our language. Don't like put in the closet, okay? Use it as we use our phone. I'm talking to me too. I need to use it more, okay? Okay, I need more, all right? So I've seen people that I know, you receive prayer language? Yes. Have you prayed in tongue last month? No, right? Do any good? No. If you have your phone, you don't use 1 month, whatever. Not going to be good, any good to you. I can't go shopping online, right? So our phones, we use it. So we need to practice what God has given us, because only through Holy Spirit, Paul studied all his life, right? Want to know God until the Lord revealed to him. All disciples of Jesus, all the miracles Jesus did, they didn't understand until Holy Spirit activate or fall on them. Now Holy Spirit already been sent. The good news been preached 2,000 years ago. We need to experience 2,000 years later, right? So it's time for us to protect up our inheritance, protect up goodness of God, the grace of God, the truth of God, the light of God. We should go from glory to glory, right? By the Spirit of God, right? That's the Bible says, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, I believe, and all. God's expect us, just we expect our children to thrive, to success. I believe God expects us more than that. Because why? We have Christ in us. What? The hope of failure? No, the hope of glory. So that's what God wants us to live in this time, to show his glory to people. Now, like people, like, they come to my shop, they say, Jed, wow. They say, wow. I say, what? Oh my goodness, I'm in the wrong place. They couldn't believe, because before we just tiny, Pastor Ernestine saw this all too. But now, like, we open bigger and we make more presentable, better. I said, not about me. The Lord bless him. I can't do this without him. I can't do this without prayer and spirit. I can't do this without relying on helper. I need help. Just every one of us need help. But now we need to take advantage of helper. Okay? We need to take advantage, just like me. And early morning, I never done that before. Matter of fact, I said, instead of $700, okay, $500, $540, $550, something like that. Hey, $700, that's it. I take advantage. We need to take advantage in spiritual more than anything else. Amen. Amen. We want to pray around language. We need to pray right now. We can't wait any longer, brother. Who has not received prayer language? We want to activate this morning. All right. Let everybody stand. So we go.